Okay, you let me know.
Will do. Okay, you're all set. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 10:07. I'd like to begin the meeting of the Northern Arizona Independent Oversight Committee. It is February 22nd, 2021. And thank you to for all who are attending. I will ask the members to just say, present when I call your name so that we can establish quorum. I am Dorothy O'Brien, the chairman, and I am here. Chris Gonzalez.
Chris Gonzalez, the chair of the site visit subcommittee, is present.
Alpha.
Present.
Thank you. Trish.
Present.
Excellent. And Catherine?
Present.
Thank you. Okay, so that is 5 voting members. That establishes a quorum for this meeting if any business needs to be taken care of. And I'd like to welcome our guests, providers, partners, and at some point in the agenda, you will see that we'd like to hear from you if you have any information or things you'd like us to know about. So we appreciate your time. Okay, so I'm going to go right to the agenda. As you know, our minutes are on the website, which is posted. And I'd like to go right to housekeeping first, which is to announce, unfortunately, 2 resignations. We had a resignation from Katie Welty, who has had some health issues and surgeries, and she is going to be focusing on the stigma program that she is providing for our providers and partners. So we support Katie there. I'd like to send her a thank you letter from the committee. And at the end of my report, I'll ask for your permission to do that. So number one is the resignation of member Katie Welty. Number two is the resignation of Sue Hernandez. Again, issues that we could not overcome. She's working very hard to perhaps join us again in the future, but with regret, she tendered her resignation as well. So we go from 10 members to 8 members. And I would like to send both of these ladies a letter from the committee, just thanking them for their time and commitment and hoping that the door is open and that they'll return to us in the future. Is there, could I have a motion, please, to accept those resignations?
I'll move to accept the resignations of Katie and Sue.
State your name, please.
Oh, this is Catherine Leonardi.
Thank you. Okay, motion by Catherine. Is there a second?
This is Christopher Gonzalez, and I'll second the motion made by Catherine.
Thank you very much, Chris. Okay. Is there any discussion about that? Okay, hearing none. Go ahead, please.
Dot, I was just going to say, I guess the only discussion would be it leaves an open secretary position for the committee.
Yes, absolutely. So that is something that we need to recruit our own members. And Chris, maybe I would ask you, could you maybe just put a brief sentence or two together about what that would entail?
Yes. You already want me to send it?
To the committee, I mean, you could send it to me and then I'll send it formally if you'd like to do it that way.
Oh, sure.
Formally, yeah, we'll solicit our own members who would like to step up, and be an officer and help us in that role, which is an important role and hopefully not too time consuming, but it's a job nonetheless. So would you, if you don't mind doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send that to you.
Any other discussion? Okay. Hearing none, I would ask the the committee to vote to approve those resignations, and we'll send a letter of thanks. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. And then the action, other than, you know, accepting the resignation, sending a letter, is we will then request from our members someone who would like to serve as the secretary, as an officer. Okay, that'll be, so is there anything else on membership committees? Chris, I assume you're going to talk about your committee membership in your report. So it's the only reason I'm not mentioning it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So the only other thing I would say to the committee is, in thinking about colleagues, people that we know that you might want to invite to participate with us, please keep in mind that we need parents of minor children to participate on the committee. And of course, anyone with interest, we want to hear from them. The application has been streamlined. It's very straightforward on the website. Frederica, thank you for that. It's very easy to use. So let's see what we can do. So right now, with a membership of 8, our quorum, we still need 5 for quorum. So we have accomplished that today, at least, thank goodness. All right, so I'm going to move on to number 3. Any other comment before I do so? Okay. Number 3 is our site committee, site visit committee report. And Chris, I know you've got lots of stuff to cover there, so I'm just going to turn it right over to you.
Okay, thank you, Dot.
So
hopefully it's not too much. I'm just going to kind of go down my list. I don't think they're in any order. So I just wanted to make the reminder, especially regarding site visits and just the general committee, please check your badges for expiration dates. And because I know that mine expired in December, Frederica, and I think we still have some committee members that are in need of their first badges. Do you want us to send you one email with a list of the committee members who need their badge or expired, or do you want us each to email you? Or
I think one email will suffice, and actually, since Larry's not here today, you guys can send that over to me and I can get it to him, because Larry's actually the one that will get that taken care of for you all. So absolutely, or you can send it to Larry and CC me just so I can follow up with him on either way is fine. But one email should be good.
Okay, so you don't want 8?
No, I don't.
And just send it to Larry, huh?
Hey, Dot, if you're okay with it, can we have each of the committee members email me their badge expiration date, or if they need a badge?
I'm very okay with that. Yeah.
Larry and Frederick and CCU as well.
Excellent. And we remember, those who don't have a badge, we need a picture. We need a headshot.
Okay. So for the committee members here today, if you could send me a picture for your badge if you are in need of your first one, and a picture for your badge if you are in need of your first one, and those of you that have an expired badge, if you could also send me an email for an updated badge, then I'll forward that on to Larry, Frederica, and Dot. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, so the next one is in the Google Drive for the site visit committee subcommittee. I have created a subcommittee roster. So I may email each one of you individually to gather the information to put on that roster. And the main area that I'm looking for is the area of focus, so that we can really coordinate the reports that we're looking at, and looking forward to making our first reviews and recommendations. So I will reach out to each of you individually and gather that information. And we also have, oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying thank you, Chris, for taking the lead on that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Site visit subcommittee would also like to meet quarterly and preferably prior to this general larger independent oversight committee. So can we have a little open discussion? Do we know when our next, when is our next coming up meeting for this general meeting?
Well, we have, let me just look here. That is a good question because I would suggest we go back to our every other month. And in the meantime, we're working on, you know, maybe meeting in our small groups, reviewing our groups that we're all, like all the adult people are looking, are discussing what reports they see, the children, the people reviewing children are having their discussion. And then when we meet as your committee, you know, there's, we're chewing on some stuff that, and then we have our general meeting. So February, March, April, unless the group has some other opinion and I want to hear it, I would say April 19th would be our next general meeting.
April 19th?
Yes, the 3rd April. Okay. Unless you want to go back to, you know, we missed January, so we could get back on track, do March and then May and then so on. I want to hear from you guys. What's your what is your preference?
This is Alpha. I think every other month is good for me.
Okay. Does it matter if it's March or April? If we begin, you know, if we start with February and go every other month or go back to January every other month? Do you care?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the every other month, and I agree with Alpha. Start from February, so make it April.
Okay. Trish, does that sound reasonable to you?
Yeah, that's good for me.
Okay. And Catherine?
Yes, that works for me.
Okay. So our next meeting general would be April 19th.
Okay. Well, that's good for me because then I can go ahead and schedule the first site visit subcommittee meeting prior to that meeting. And I'll do a follow-up email as well to schedule
awesome.
That meeting. Okay.
Awesome.
Great. Okay. That's going to be out. I just wanted to, I receive notices from Access regarding the Independent Oversight Committee request and inquiries or any kind of policy and notice updates. And I didn't know if the committee at large was receiving them. And I think that we should make a request to receive them to the committee, and I don't know if they go to you as that person or Anne as the vice.
What would the heading? Yeah, what would the heading be? And forgive me, but you know, yeah, who would it come from? If it comes from Access, I'd try to forward it, but it could be coming to me and I'm missing it somehow. That's a real possibility.
Well, I believe it's coming from Access. And Frederica, if you could correct me if I'm wrong, I've got one here that's, it says notice Access Independent Oversight Committee request and inquiries. And it's regarding AMPM 960 with the process of the IOC request for additional and unaltered documents. So I think that one came directly from Access. And Frederick, I don't know if these come to ADOA regarding the IOCs, because there's another one that's directly from Magellan to a provider notice. And that is also in regards to, this is in regards to AMPM 962. behavioral health inpatient facilities and mental health agency requirements for submitting individual seclusion and restraint reports to an access contract. So these updates came through, and I did read the policies, and they do correlate together. But I'm recommending that the committee receive these. I don't know if we can have a Dropbox or if they go to that or whichever. I don't know.
Can you make that happen? Because it sounds like something we should see as a group.
Can you, Christopher, if you don't mind, can you send me what you're looking at so I can get a better grasp on it? Because I'm not sure exactly what you're receiving. That way I can kind of research it and see where it's going. Because it may be just as simple as, ISD putting additional emails on there. But I'd have to physically see exactly what you're referring to so I can determine where it's coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. I get the visual aid, so no worries there. I'll email them directly after the meeting for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the only other area of support that I wanted to offer is any committee members that are having issues with the FTP and QM portals. I'm not having issues. And so if you need some extra support, if you let me know, I can spend some one-on-one time with you. So I wanted to offer that up to the committee.
Thanks, Chris. Okay.
Thank you. I'll definitely be reaching out.
You got it, Alpha. No worries. That's really every. Oh, go ahead.
I will contact you. I'm having a little difficulty. This is Catherine.
Okay, Catherine and Alpha, no worries. We'll set up a one-on-one virtual, and we'll see what we can do to get through it together.
Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. No worries. Dot, that's everything that I have for the subcommittee.
How about the clarification and such that we received? Do you want to just hold off on that, discuss it with your committee first?
Are you talking about the areas of focus?
No, the answers that we received from ADOA and for the questions we had that were in the PowerPoint.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that what I had to do, and I can provide an update to the committee, on the PowerPoint that I made for the tool to have all of our policies and clarifying, to have all of our policies and guidance for the site committee and our reports, there were some questions in there and some areas of clarification that we had submitted with our annual report to ADOA and Access. Within the last few weeks, I was asked to separate them from the PowerPoint so that ADOA and Access had a clean PowerPoint and put those questions and areas of clarification into a Word doc. And I think that from that new Word document that I sent to Larry, Access and ADOA will have a better opportunity to answer and really clarify.
Okay.
So I think we're still pending those answers. I think Larry had expressed that they would be coming forward here shortly.
Perfect. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure we gave the opportunity if you thought there was anything, that we should hear about. But Seth, please just keep us updated on email, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I will.
Thank you for all your hard work, Chris. What a wonderful job you're doing. And I'm looking forward to us working together and breaking down these reports in a way that we can start to examine, what we need to understand about them. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other questions for Chris on site business? Okay, then I thank Chris again. Thank you. And for everyone's help, because we're all going to be working with Chris on this. So thank you. So I'd like to move then to reports. Again, let's start with Fred. Do you have, Frederica, do you have anything from you want to mention at this time?
I do not. I just wanted to, I don't believe everyone has been introduced to our new person that we have who replaced CJ. So he's my new boss. And so Alex Demian is on the call today, and I'll just open it up to him. So if he wants to introduce himself to you all.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me. As Fred mentioned, I will be replacing CJ as the advocacy administrator with Access. You know, I know that I've got big shoes to fill, but happy to be here, happy to start learning from you all, and look forward to working with everybody here moving into the future.
Thank you, Alex, and we welcome you. And Fred, thank you for introducing Alex to us. I did not know that we had a new person on the team. We wish CJ all the best. She's done a lot to help us move forward, performing our mission. And Alex, we look forward to a bright future and doing good work for our vulnerable population together. Thank you.
Absolutely. Likewise.
Okay. All right. Fred, anything else from you? And by the way, I'm not saying this because Alex is listening in. You are doing an awesome job and we appreciate it.
No problem. I'm glad to help. Appreciate you guys.
Okay. So how about from our partners and members? I'd like to start with Norma. I heard from you first, and then let's just go down the list and please update us.
UHC does not have any updates at this time.
Okay. Thank you for joining us on the call, though. We value your time, Norma.
Thank you.
Jakeisha, how about yourself?
Hello. Care First doesn't have any updates at this time. Thank you.
Appreciate your being on the call. And Maria, how about you?
Hi. Good morning, everybody. The only things I have to report are, again, we have no defined return to office date. We are still going to continue working remotely until Blue Cross Blue Shield makes the decision that it's okay for us to return to the office. And the second thing is we have been many, not myself, but there have been many folks from both HCA and Blue Cross Blue Shield who are assisting down at State Farm Stadium in the, I guess you would say, distribution and, organization of the COVID vaccines. And so, you know, it's really good. The turnout has been really good, they report. And so we're making an all-out concerted effort to assist the state with the vaccine distribution.
Thank you, Maria. We appreciate that teamwork going on there. And I know that a lot of our state employees and others, volunteers, et cetera, are really stepping up. So, ladies and gentlemen, are there any members of the public on the call? Okay, hearing none, is there anything else from any of the participants on the call? Okay, hearing none, I'd like a motion to adjourn, please. Did you all go home already?
This is Christopher Gonzalez. I'll make the motion to adjourn at 10:31 a.m.
Okay. Anybody else? Any second?
This is Tricia. I'll second.
Okay. Geez, you guys. Okay. Efficient, timely. Thank you so much. Alex, thank you. And we'll certainly be in touch over email. I appreciate your time. Fred, thank you. Give our best to Larry and thank you. Have a good, safe day. And Christopher, please keep me posted on what I can do to help, okay?
You got it.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Have a great day. Bye now. Thank you so much. Bye, Alpha, Catherine, Trish, everybody. Bye. Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.